Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. Thank God. We made it, Fancy Brian.
We made it. Yay.
We made it. Evan here with me in Madison in the world headquarters. We're going to be welcoming a fine guest today, Alex Lazary, a U.S. senatorial candidate coming in studio right here on University Avenue in Madison. Let me restate. Alex is coming at 4. And then at 5 o'clock today, we've got Mandela Barnes. He is the lieutenant governor currently of the great state of Wisconsin and also a U.S. senatorial candidate. So you see what we did there? And Dom joins at 5 in the happy hour. So we hope you stick around 3 hours a day. That's all we ask. So, gentlemen, I'm going to start with the grievances today. And it's not the normal. And we're going to hear from KBJ. She spoke today, and there's some tremendous breaking news. CNN's got a breaker, and we're going to break that soon. But I want to start today with a little troubling news. Somewhere along the line, Donald J. Trump, listed here as President Donald J. Trump, he got my personal mailing address, and I'm not at all clear how he did that. Apparently, it's out there in circulation. Were they researching property tax bills? How'd he do that? Now, the email address, okay, sure. But letters, missives to the House. And this one is addressed to me personally on the envelope. Comes sort of a tandem job. The Republican National Committee and Donald J. Trump. And it's headlined, Monday morning, dear friend. Now, I got this on a Thursday, so I'm not sure if they sent it out just a random Monday morning. They don't use dates on the Trump letters.
I picture a guy in a powdered wig and a quill just writing it on a Monday. I'm looking out at my friend, my dear Elizabeth, and writing to you on a Monday.
Well, let me, I'm going to do parts of this in the Trump voice because, you know, it's on the President Donald J. Trump letterhead. And, you know, it's signed off on by Donald J. Trump or, you know, somebody's heartbeat. He's got that scribbly thing he does.
So powdered wig and probably a broken feather. All right, so close.
So let me read from this, if I could. And I'm a little troubled. The man's got my mailing address. Dear friend, the liberal elites, the fake news media, the Marxist Democrats hate America, and they hate you. And I'm thinking to myself, I am all of the above. Almost literally all of the above, at least in the opinion of a guy like Donald Trump. The left wants you to believe that if you attended your children's local school board meeting, and I have not done that, not in a long time. Hell, I hardly vote these days. And question the leftists in charge. Why they're teaching your kids radical ideology of critical race theory.
Because they're not.
Well, Fancy Brian. You should be labeled a domestic terrorist and reported to the FBI.
I'm not getting letters.
I got this letter. I'm reading. I want to keep reading here. It's an important letter. If you support common sense, election integrity measures like requiring voter ID, eliminating same day and automatic voter registration. No, I'm not for those things. Enacting enforceable standards for counting absentee ballots. Well, we currently have enforceable standards. You just don't like the outcomes. And prohibiting ballot harvesting, you're unpatriotic. So if you're for those things, apparently we, because I actually happen to be amongst the lefties, I would categorize myself, or the Marxist Democrats, as he would categorize me. Anyways, apparently we're unpatriotic. I'm going to move faster because otherwise I'll never get through this. It wasn't to linger on forever. And it's like three dots. And I'm not sure why he's writing paragraphs this way. Like, dot, dot, dot. And if you support commonplace election integrity, blah, blah, blah. Dot, dot, dot. And if you're having trouble paying higher prices for groceries, gas, and everything else, you must buy because of raging inflation, Biden's reckless socialist spending spree. Now, that is a mouthful for me, especially considering there's not a comma, there's not a hyphen, there's nothing to break down.
But there is an ellipsis.
The raging inflation Biden's reckless socialist spending spree has unleashed on your pocketbook. You have high-class problems. Apparently, if it's not a problem, you have high-class problems. Well, enough is enough, writes Trump to me. Only addresses me as friend, but then he doesn't treat me like a friend. We must, all caps, stop Joe Biden and the far-left enablers from destroying America and permanently reversing the gains you and I achieved by putting America first. That's why I'm supporting the Republican National Committee, the RNC, and their efforts to elect Trump Republican majorities in the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate in the 22 elections, and I'm 100% committed to leading our party to victory and helping elect Republicans up and down the ballot in November's elections. And now it's underlined here. Very important stuff. I need Republican grassroots leaders like you, men and women who have done so much to help our party and grow our America First movement, working alongside me. So then they start asking for money, right? Gonna need your money. 25, 50, 100, 250, 500, or even $1,000 to the RNC today. And then they tell me, your gift will be used to get our party's America First message past the fake news media. Identify Republican and Republican leading voters, train volunteers, protect election integrity, and strengthen the largest get out the vote operation in Republican Party history. The fates of our Republican candidates and our party in the 2022 elections are both in the... And then in parentheticals, it says, over, please. A very polite missive.
You would never have known to turn it over. Oh, the letter just ends there. No idea.
Let me see how this letter goes. The fates of Republican candidates in our party in the 2022 elections are both, over, please, page two, in the hands of patriots like you. Let me be perfectly clear about what is at stake for our nation. If our party fails to win back control of the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate and elect more Republicans at the state and local levels, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the far-left overlords. Really? I mean, have you seen these guys trying to govern? They're hardly overlords.
The overlords? Can you picture like Tony Evers in a chariot with like a horned helmet and a staff?
Overlords. Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and their far-left overlords will continue to ram. And here comes another big, fat, lots of sentence. Big government, socialist agenda, more taxes, more spending, more illegal immigrant border crossings, more inflation, and more regulations down the American people's throats. We're going to get sore throats. The Biden Democrats, big tech cronies, will use their terrible cancel culture to silence any voice that disagrees with their rush to tear down our society, our history. You know, because history is made on Facebook and our American First legacy. And so they can fundamentally transform America into a disastrous socialist welfare state. So, you know, it goes on like this. And this is sort of a joint fundraising effort. You know, another ask for money. One more in bold here. So will you sit on the sidelines and allow Democrats to retain control of Congress so they can continue destroying America, ? Or will you join me by signing and returning the enclosed pledge of support along with your contribution today, your wife's phone number, your checking account number, your credit card number, your social security number, you know, send it all to me, Donald Trump, because I trust him with all those things. recurring payments, right? One last thought from the former, and it almost looks like he really signed it, but of course he didn't. But it says, P.S., I'm personally asking you to join me in supporting the RNC's 2022 midterm election efforts. The RNC is the only national GOP organization that has the get out the vote operation, blah, 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 get more money, right? Third ask. Here's the crazy part. You know, and I don't usually open letters sent to my house from Donald J. Trump. First one I ever recall getting. And I knew it was going to be an ask for money. And the fact that it's packaged up nicely with the RNC, you know, that's a swell move. But have you seen the reporting this week how pissed off so many Republican candidates are about the fact that Donald Trump's raising the money, but not so much sharing the money? Donald Trump's raised something north of $120 million, has like $110 million cash on hand. And I understand he has shared with other candidates something just a little north of $200,000.
I can't believe that these people are even surprised. you're surprised?
But why would the really? RNC going into the midterms, right? Why would they trust Trump as a partner? I know he's like,
I don't know.
Why I know he's they, got the name. Why would they say
he's the front runner ever? I don't know.
But that's like putting the wolf and the fox in charge of the hen house, right?
Yes.
I don't think.
He's the biggest and baddest out of all of them. He knows what to do with the money, and he can't trust anyone else with it. That's why you have to give it to the one authoritarian figure, the guy with the powdered wig who's riding with a broken feather.
Which Monday morning do you think he wrote this to me on?
He doesn't know what Monday is.
Here's the offensive part. You know, obviously he doesn't know me, because if he knew me, he wouldn't insult the liberal elites, the fake news media, and the Marxist Democrats who hate America, because he would know. I am at least one of those three things, probably two, although it's hard to call me a liberal elite.
Hey, jerk, give me money.
Liberal. Elite. Well, I'll take one of those two. Come back with us. Elitist radio broadcasting from the fake news media here on the left. Give me money, please. More Devil's Advocates. It's a Friday.
I wrote this stuff all down. Although I don't need it because I have a really good memory.
That's not what I heard Director Comey say.
I don't know what I said. I don't remember.